Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's topic is page 188, a new topic this morning. It's the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. And the question is, what's its relationship to Talmud Torah? What do I mean by that? What might be a rationale behind why there's a mitzvah to write a Torah? What could be an option? Why is mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah?
Bring Torah into the world.
So it could just be we need to bring Torah into the world. Now, here's the thing. If that's the case, could I fulfill in the year 2020 the mitzvah of running this Sefer Torah in a different way than actually...
Like online?
Okay, I could print the Chumash, right? I could throw it up online. I could throw it onto my phone, right? You know, if the guy who's involved in some digital project to put the Torah on online or on an app, does he fulfill the mitzvah of... Ktiva Sefer Torah. No. Stop. Ktiva Sefer Torah.
It's about the money.
Is Ktiva Sefer Torah. It means we need to reproduce Mamish a Sefer Torah. Right? None of this digital recreations or printed recreations. Okay. Question is, what's it all about? So, first of all, the source. So, the source for writing a Sefer Torah is 36. Vata. Kisvu lachem es ashir hazos v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem. That we have to write this song, for you this song, right? To teach it to b'nei Yisrael, literally place it in their mouths. Why? V'antia li hashira hazos le'aid l'b'nei Yisrael. So the song will be a testimony, a witness for b'nei Yisrael. Now, Chazal, as we're going to soon in a minute, will learn. It says kif et shira hazos. The pshat of the pasuk, what shira, is referred to as zinu, right? But Chazal understood it that what is the shira? Oh, the Torah is shira. The Torah is music, right? That's the shira. Okay. Next, 37. Amar Rava af al pi sheni cholu avosav la adam sefer Torah. Let's say my dad, he got me sefer Torah. Mitzvah lichsov mishalo. Nope, not good enough. You have to write your own Torah. Quotes the pasuk lachem shirazos. Okay, you have to do it yourself. So, if now again, why is it important to do it yourself? Okay, you can't inherit a Torah. I mean, you could inherit a Torah, but it doesn't help you with your fulfillment of said Torah. I mean, not only do you need to have one in your possession, but you need to do it yourself. It is not good enough to rely on Papa's Torah, which is a, by the way, it's a very powerful message. You can't rely on the Torah your father wrote. You have to write your own Torah. Right? You can't rely on it. You can't rely on someone else's. It says Sefer Chinuch in 38.
Which can't be, it can't be passed down, but can it be
Meaning, taught? Again, it can be passed down, but you don't feel your mitzvah of
But would you fulfill it the Torah? If you buy it, like early?
Yeah, if you buy one, you start, yeah. If you yourself buy one, yeah. Okay. By the way, how are you? Every single person is going to buy their own Sefer Torah. That's a lot of money. 38. Mishar Shir Mitzvah. Lefi Sheadua B'nei Adam. Sheheim Osim Kol Divrehem. Lefi Achana Hanim Seis Lehem. Really, everybody does it. They perform mitzvahs in order to the best in their, you know, the preparation. V'alken Tzivanu Baruch Hu Liyos. L'kol Echav Echav B'nei Yisrael Sefer Torah. Muchan Itzlo. Everyone needs their own Torah. Why? Here we go. Sheyuchal Likros Bo Tamir. According to the Sefer Chinuch, you know why you need a chumash? Why you need a Sefer Torah in your house? You can study from it. V'lo yitztarach l'olechas achra l'beis chavero l'man yilmad v'li yira es Hashem. You need your own Torah. Do you know why? You can't go to your neighbor's Torah. You need to have a copy of the chumash Torah in your house. Therefore, 2,000 years ago, you need to arrange, 1,000 years ago, you need to arrange to write it, to have it written. Okay, the last kudyam to both this section again. Excuse me. L'man yibu asfarim b'neinu. Now, all of a sudden, we have more prolific svarim. V'nuchal l'hash'io mehem l'asher lo t'siga do liknos. But, and you know what we can do if we have more svarim? There's a guy who mamish can't afford. We know you're not obligated. You're obligated to sell everything? No. You're only obligated to sell a certain amount of money to fulfill a positive commandment, Mrs. Asse. So if a guy can't afford it, a guy can't afford it. I can't afford it, you can't afford it. But everybody else will be able to have their own Sefer Torah. Okay. Now go to the, you'll see there's like the bolded section. Oh, here. Now I just actually finished reading this. The gavn leman yikru basfarim chadashim kol echad vechem yisrael pentakutz nevsham bikrasfarim ayishanim shenicham lehem avosem. This is unbelievable. You know why you can't use your father's sefer? Because it's like, you know, it's not so nice. But reading from a brand new sefer Torah, that's like geshmak. Look at that print. Look at that font. Look at that clean parchment. Right?
How often do we really learn out of a sefer Torah?
Okay, again, 1,000 years ago, what choice do I have? Yeah. Right? So, and he said, listen to this. Vidab bini. By the way, you know why he says Vidab bini? I mentioned this before. Sefer Chinuch wrote the sefer for his son. Right? This is my child, my son. Shav apish ikara chiv daraisa. Inorak b'sefer Torah. The original makoy, the original mitzvah is that's daraisa is sefer Torah. In safek shegam b'shar sfarim shenischabru al pirush haTorah. So wait, Sefer Chinuch is alive. Rashi wrote his commentary on Chumash already, right? Other people wrote commentaries on Chumash. On, by the way, what about Torah Shabbat? Yesh lechol echad la'asos mehem kifi ha'yecholas min ha'ta'amim shamarnu. That even other books that have been written on the commentary of the Chumash have values. That's like not daraisa, but it's still, you know, very, very valuable.
Solid,
exactly. Fine.
So Rabbi Yehuda did, that was daraisa.
Were you freaking?
When he wrote down the Mishnah.
That he wrote down Shur Shabbat Peh? Was that a mitzvah? I mean, he argues the mitzvah for other reasons.
I'm saying like daraisa or derabanan.
Okay, good. That's hard. So it's funny. He doesn't use the word like durabat. I use the word durabat. He doesn't say it. He says it is value. It is value. It's important. It's an offshoot of the mitzvah. Okay. This is Kodafah Shulchan Aruch 39. Mitzvah Seal Kolish Vimi Yisrael Lichtov Lo Sefer Torah. Afilu Hi Nichu Lo Vosav Sefer Torah. Mitzvah Lichzov Mishalo. Quote almost verbatim are the Gemara. Everyone has read their own Torah, and it's not good enough if it's from Papa. Again, writing a Sefer Torah. Okay. What about, I can't write a Sefer Torah. What about buying a Sefer Torah instead? I can't write one. I don't have the talent, I don't have the ability. Do I fill the mitzvah if I contract it out? So, the Gemara in 40. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Halokeach Sefer Torah min Ashuk. If you find the Sefer Torah in the Shuk, if you use it, kichotev mitzvah min ashok. If a guy grabs one from the shuk, from the market, it's as if he literally is just, you know, grabbing a mitzvah for himself, which seems to be a much lower level, obviously. Kisavo, he writes it himself. Malala kasav kilu kiblo mehar sinai. It's like he wrote it at Har Sinai. So what do we see from here? The contracting it out, meaning having a sefer Torah in your possession is nice, but that's not the real. The real mitzvah, my friend, is to write it. We have an obligation to become a sefer.
So is it different between, like, you have a sefer Torah that's fully written and you go and you buy it? Or being like, yo, can you, like, someone, can you write me a sefer Torah and pay you for it?
Look at Rashi, 41. Umitzvah avid, meaning you performed the mitzvah, you grabbed it from the shuk. By the way, I'm not saying there were 40 sefer Torah. You grabbed one, you bought it, you paid for it, you took it. So that, but Rashi says you filled the mitzvah, but it's not the same level as having it written.
What do you think about people that write like one word in the?
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that. Okay, right, very good. What about one letter? Okay, good. We'll get there. We'll get together. Very good. So top of the page, 190. The Ramat says. Limits Rashi's claim. One has fulfilled the mitzvah when purchasing a sefer Torah to a case where he wrote or corrected some of it himself. But if he did not participate in the running at all, he's not fulfilled. So according to Rashi, if you just buy a sefer Torah, you fill the mitzvah.
Just making like the hide count as participating.
You probably have to write a letter. The Rama says, Sachar lo sofer dichtol lo sefer Torah. Hire a sofer to do it. Or shekano v'hu haya muta'a. Or let's say you buy one and needed fixing up. So you fix it up. The Higio. And then because it was mixed up, it was messed up, you had to fix it. So you wrote, you know, a couple words, which by the way, sometimes we do, right? Although I think when it's a guy and you put the letter in, you're not doing a letter. You're doing like a line of an outside shape.
You don't want to mess up the top.
You're not even close to a letter, right? Not even close to a letter. Hare Zeki Ilu Kasvo. Oh, it's It's as if you actually wrote it. So just correcting one letter, correcting one thing, Rama says you wrote it. Aval lekachokach. If you buy one ready to go, v'lo higia bo davar, and you didn't do a thing to it. This is Rashi's case. Have kechotev mitzvah min hashok. Ve'eino yotze. Can you believe it? You buy a $100,000 beautiful mehudar sefer Torah. You didn't fill your mitzvah. You need to write the letter in. What do we see here? You have to play an active role. You have to do it. You have to take up that quill and you actually have to write it and fill it in order to fill the mitzvah. Wow. Okay. That being said, the Gra argues and says, look at Rashi. If he says you still for the mitzvah, but it's just a lower level mitzvah, but okay, fine. Others agree as well that maybe you don't have to. It's machlok, as we see, if you actually need to actually write a letter or fix it or not. 191 at the top, and in fact, the poskim, generally speaking, agree with the pshat of Rashi that no. If you buy a Sefer Torah full out and you don't do a thing to it, you fill the mitzvah, maybe lower level than writing it, but you definitely fill the mitzvah. Okay, and that's what the Sri Deish, Rav Yaakov Weinberg, argues in that next source. Okay, so good enough. Turn the page. Let's go to contemporary situation. So it appears, right, that there's no question that writing a Torah is pretty, it's pretty rare. No one knows how to do it. It's expensive. Hiring someone's expensive. And also, here's another problem. According to Sefer Chinuch, what's the function of running a Sefer Torah? What do we see? According to Sefer Chinuch, what's the function of running a Sefer Torah?
Or a mitzvah.
Yeah, in order to learn from it at home. Question. How many people have a Sefer Torah on their own? Everyone that I know had Sefer Torah written, they don't leave it at home.
The parish men at Sibur.
They leave it at shul.
Or
another shul.
Their shul.
Their shul. Right, their cottage. The Brickwood Minion, right?
Yeah.
What's going on here? Even someone, you rarely hear a case of a guy who writes a Torah for his basement. And maybe the odd situation or two. But generally speaking, they're given to institutions. They're given to, so according to, if according to Sefer Chinuch, the function of us writing and having a Sefer Torah written is to learn and study from it, so giving it to a shul or to an institution should be mamash asar. Because that's not the point. The point is to access it in order to learn. How are you supposed to deal with this? Okay. Fine. Look at 46. Aval ha'idna, today. He says our case. He goes, but today, you buy a Sefer Torah, you put it in shul, so that many people get to use it. Mitzvahs azeh hi al kol ish misal shor yadom masages lichtov chum shei Torah. He says there's a mitzvah on everybody to write the Chamishei Chumashei Torah. O Mishnah, O Gemara, O Perushim, Lagos Bem Hubanav. Do you know what the purpose? And here we go. The rush begins to expand the mitzvah, like we're saying before.
Online.
Hold on. Right? We're getting there. He says, what can you do, says the rush? Have the Torah. Have the Shas. Having that in order, so what? Soon your sons can learn from it. So again, what we see from here, study and leave them at home. It's to study it, and of course a pasuk that we started with earlier. And therefore, you study the mitzvahs, you study the Gemara, you'll know how to form the mitzvahs. As farm shadam mitzuvah lichsov v'gam lo lemachram, you can't sell them. Im lo lulmo Torah v'lis lisha. The only reason why you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah is in order for you to get married, in order for you to learn more Torah. Okay, here we go. We've now taken it to a different level. We've now expanded the mitzvah to other forms of Talmud Torah, but it's Talmud Torah in your home, right? Talmud Torah in your home. Okay. Very, very novel approach of the Rush, 47. Shulchan Aruch writes it as well. Ha'idna mitzvah lichtov chum shei Torah Mishnah Gemara. Literally, word for word from the Rush, which makes sense because Shulchan Aruch often paskins like the Rush. Okay. Go down to. There's a going to be machlokas, but there's a taz. There's a shach. Go down to the shach for now. 49. On this ha'idna, but what about today? Nirin. Tachi kama harosh. The mitzvahs asay nemar dafka be'elu v'lo b'sefer Torah. V'chen nirin ikar karosh v'lo kabeis Yosef u the base chadash. Comes on the shach, and the shach says that there's a mitzvahs asay today. And guess what? It's about having Gemara and Mishnah and commentaries as well. So don't take, by the way, imagine, we went from Pagan Apostle, Kisfu Lachem Eser Shirazos, write down the song for Bnei Yisrael, and by the way, why is such a highlight on teaching? It's a pasuk. Lelamda es Bnei Yisrael. If the Torah says, Lelamda to teach, so what's the purpose of writing the Sefer Torah? The pasuk itself says it's a function to teach. So if how do we teach Torah today? We don't teach Torah by on a parchment. We teach Torah by a chumash, maybe shas, gemara. No one says to write the gemara on parchment. That's really absurd, no? Right? Again, the function is that it's to teach. So in the world of paper, potentially, maybe that's where we're heading. Okay. Sefer Chinuch says, look at this. The heges chomakam kolzman bazacharim shehem chayim tamu Torah. Okay, this applies to men. Comes along the Shargas Aryeh, and the Shargas Aryeh says the following. What a chiddush, which maybe makes sense. He says this mitzvah applies to women as well. Women as well. Shargas Aryeh.
He lived long.
Vizotema minayin lozos. Where does he get this from? He's asking on the Sefer Chinuch. Vafilu lefima demashma lichor medivrei rosh dikar mitzvah sliv sefer Torah hu mishum kedei lulmod ba. He says, based on the rosh, the function of writing a Torah is to study from it. Chmo shekasavnu lekaman besimun shafan. That I wrote somewhere else. U mikol makam ha kasfu. Rabusa dinashi mevarchos brachos Torah. Remember we learned before that women make the bracha over brachos Torah. Hoyu v'chayavos lulmod mitzvahs nagben. They got to learn what applies to them. If the women have enough, okay, so the women have obligation to do? Write the Torah that applies to them. Well, let's go through this. Sefer Bereishis, the entire Sefer Bereishis. That applies to them. Sefer Shemos, we'll skip the Mishkan Psukim, right? So, you can't skip Psukim, you're not allowed to skip Psukim. You need to have a full Sefer Torah. As well, whatever, let's discuss elsewhere. So we see from here that in Shagas Aryeh, women are obligated in this mitzvah like a man. Especially, and Shagas Aryeh argues that in fact the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah has nothing to do with Talmud Torah. Okay, he argues that because he wants to say it's about the continuity of Torah, and that applies to men, that applies to women, that applies to. Okay, while we mention the Shargas Aryeh, it is very kedai to understand who the Shargas Aryeh was. Okay, here we go. Shargas Aryeh lived 1695 to 1785. His name is Rabbi Aryeh Leib Ginsburg. His famous commentary, of course, was Shargas Aryeh. He was born in Pinsk, which I think is in Poland. His father was of Beis Din. As a young boy, he was known as an absolute Ilui.
Is it in Poland?
Is it in Poland? Where's Minsk?
You've been.
Czechoslovakia? Okay. All right. As an adult, it was Rosh Hashiva. He had a tremendous amount of Talmidim. But unfortunately, he ran into a machlokes with the local rabbi there, Yechiel Halpern.
Are you even in Europe, bro?
Dude, I didn't put a pin.
Oh, and then eventually he goes to Volozhin. Where's Volozhin? Volozhin. Lithuania, no?
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. And eventually he taught Tom, and his Talmud was Chaim of Volozhin. Okay? And then he went to a place called Mintz, and that's where he dies. Okay.
Very good. So it's come out that the best, what you're just supposed to, if you write like a Gemara and a Chumash and Mishnah, is that?
It appears that, again, that is going to be a machlokes. Is there still a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah? That is going to come down to, you know, there's a machlokas. Is there mamish a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah even today? Or is it just about what you're going to use to learn? So that's going to be a machlokas. Meaning, is a machlokas today is if when I write is mitzvah mamash a Sefer Torah, or is the mitzvah going to be not just writing a Sefer Torah? This is going to be having sfarim to learn from. That is going to be the machlokas. The major nafkamina will be if it's about sfarim to learn from. So then, you know, digital mistama is like a sefer. I don't see what the difference would be. They have to touch it, to feel it. Lo dafka. I mean, proliferation of Hebrew books, of the dafka of teaching and of learning. So what do? We basically say, it's both, right? You know, if you can afford it, you should do it.
Like if someone bought me a shas and I just write like one word in it, like I translate one word, is that considered writing?
Oh, wow. Well, if you buy, again, this goes back to maybe about that Sefer Torah. According to Rashi, if, according to Rashi, the goal is to have a Sefer Torah, and it's to teach, and we extrapolate that buying Sfarim is what you needed today for teaching. So according to Rashi, who says that buying a Sefer Torah from the Shuk is, you fill the mitzvah on a lower level, better to write it, but you still fill the mitzvah, then you still fill the mitzvah. Right? If you need to actually write in it and correct it and fix it, so that, and you want to extrapolate now to a non-Sefer Torah, you're going to have to write. Now, you ask a great question. What about if you make commentaries to make it easier to teach and explain things you used to teach?
Or you put in punctuation.
Right? Okay. So maybe.
Well, what's his name would say that it's good?
To the Rush.
Yeah, probably.
It could be because you added to the I don't want to use the word easiness. That's wrong. That's not proper English. You've added to the prolification. You've added to the ability to learn and to study and to teach. So if you added things to a safer to make it easier to learn, to study, to teach, now you can teach, you have nikudos in there. You have translations in there. Now you can teach other people. That makes it easier. Perhaps you have. Yeah. Okay, we're going to start. It was a short topic. We're going to start a much, much larger topic today as well, and we're going to jump all the way to page 341. And it is the mitzvah of staka. The Gemara mentions that one of the midos of being a Jew is that a Jew gets staka. It's called mechasen. And we know that we say Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, tshuva, tefillu, tztaka, ma'avivnes rova hagzera. And in fact, tztaka tatzo mimaves. There's for one of you it's a little bit late, but for the two of you, it's not too late. There's a beautiful minhag that before you get married, that the chasen and kala help provide what's called su'udas aniyim, that you provide a meal for the poor. Now, this is the night before the wedding, obviously it's not going to work so well, but this is a beautiful minhag at least to give money to an organization.
About going to a soup kitchen.
Before you
get married.
If I get married, yeah, okay, that would also be...
That would also be providing a meal.
Providing a meal,
yeah.
Even though you're not giving from your own stuns.
Even though you're not giving from your own funds? Okay, you're giving of your time at least. You give of your time at least, that's important.
Time is more valuable.
So, but no, you should give a little bit. But again, you will have an obligation to give of your money, right?
Yeah.
So. Okay, and the reason is because Rabbi Akiva, the day of his daughter's wedding, daughter gave money to the poor person, and therefore she didn't die. So we said, Sakatal Zomimavas. So.
And people who work for charitable organizations, that they're putting all of their time
in. Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. But again, you still have to write a check. You still have to, you know, give money to. But yes, no, there's no question. Time is important. The source number one, the Pasuk says, Lo yachtal evyon mikir varetz, will never cease to be a person who is in need in the land. Alkein anochi mitzavcha lemor, I'm commanding you, saying, Pasoach tiftach esetcha lechicha laniyacha levyoncha bartzacha. Open your hand to those people who are in need, specifically in your land. Now, I don't believe this mitzvah applies only in Eretz Yisrael, even though it says the word land many times. Moshe is trying to tell the people before they enter the land of Israel that when you go to the land, there will be needy people, and you'll need to take care of them. I heard a vort many years ago.
Also.
What?
Turn Jewish people off.
Yeah, no, but you need to give it to the Jewish people. Your kinsmen.
La'aniyacha.
Now, by the way, you notice when you open your hand, your fingers are all different. when you clench your fist, your fingers are all the same. Right? A person who doesn't give and they're stubborn, right? And finger, when you close your fist, lo ta'ametz, right? What is it? What's the language here? No, that's the next pasuk. Okay. But that's the next pasuk, sorry. Right, don't make harden your heart. Don't close your hand. When you close your hand, your fingers point to yourself, and they're all the same. When you extend your hand, when you open your hand out and you give, you recognize people are different. Your fingers are pointing outward. And that's the. So we see there's a positive commandment and there's a negative commandment. Don't close your hand, open your hand. Okay. And you'd think, okay, not doing tzedakah is okay, it's not a good thing. But listen to how Chazal said, a person doesn't give tzedakah. Source number three. V'tani Rabbi Chiya bar, Rav Medifti, Rav Yeshua ben Korcha Omer, kol hamalim einav min tzedakah. A guy who like does this all the time, right? Ki ilu oved avodah zara. And of course the pasuk, yishamar lecha peniyeh, davar im levavcha v'liya'al. The Kasiv Hassan, Yatsu Hanashim B'nei V'liya'al, mal halan avodah zara, avka and avodah zara. So what, my friends, what might be, what's the relationship between, why is not giving tzedakah like avodah zara? Why?
Because you're worshiping the money?
Yeah, you're worshiping your money. You're like, this is my money. This is not, God, in theory, God gives me money in order so that I give it out to other people. It's not my money, it's Hashem's money. Hashem is lending it to me, he's giving it to me, he's allowing me to use it. But if I really believe that all this money is mine, and it's not Hashem's, that's my avodah zara. Right? That what you think you're the superpower, that you call the shots, that you're in control, that's espousing power to something other than Hashem Baruch Hu. And that, of course, is avodah zara. So by not giving tzedakah, by avoiding to give tzedakah, by not recognizing, trying to help others, that's mamash kilo oved, avodah zara, and that's what I think the Gemara here is saying. Okay, to be continued. God willing, tomorrow.